you had to form an improvement district and vote a tax upon yourself. And it had to be officially done. The majority of the people had to do it, and it was voted on by the people of that area, and all the property owners were invited in the pro and con, but you had to form an improvement district, and you had to pave it according to the specification, have curbs and gutters and blacktop. You paid typically for a 10-year period along with your personal property tax that was assessed and bonds were usually sold to pay for it. But I lived in a district where we did that once. I lived on the corner and I got hit pretty hard on both sides, but I still thought it was worth it.
To get the pay?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now they don't allow that anymore.
Is now everything paid for by the city?
Yes. Not really. Most of the existing has reached a point of tolerance, see?
Yeah.
And anything new comes in. You can't put in anything new if you don't put in the streets.
I see.
And then if the streets are put in, then they become, if they are accepted by the city, which they have to be before you can get in, get along. If they're accepted by the city, then the city maintains them. So if they accept something that's not up to standard, it's their, the city has to bring it up to standard because it's their problem. They accept it. So there are no more improvement districts.
Yeah, so they just did away with it. Well, when they are putting down blacktop, or when they would do that, what would be the first thing they'd have to put down?
They'd usually oil it, real oil it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, back before, they used to oil them. Then the next step up was oil with rock. Which was terrible. And then that some of that would stay. And then over a period of doing this, every year, oil and chat, we'd call it. Oil and chat, it began to get a little blacktop type surface. And then gradually they would put asphalt on it. And it'd break away at the sides because there wasn't any retaining curb or anything. But then they'd patch it with asphalt. But primarily it was just asphalt.
Well, now, out in front of your house, that's not asphalt, is it?
That's concrete.
That's concrete.
Right.
Well, now, was that...
There are not too many concrete streets around.
That's what I was wondering about. I don't remember seeing concrete around
well,
as much at all.
It's expensive, and it's more expensive to put in, more expensive to maintain, although that's about 13 or 14 years old, and it's just now beginning to need some maintenance, so it's primarily maintenance-free for a while.
Now, if you were talking about the major kinds of roads that you would get to use, well, from one town to another, you'd refer to those as
highways.
Now, a place in town that is something along the side of the street for people to walk on, you call that
sidewalk.
Well, you know, sometimes there's a grassy strip between the sidewalk. There's a sidewalk and then a grassy strip and then the street. Do you know of a name for that grassy strip?
No, unless it's right away.
Okay. This next part's
I might know the name, but I just don't recall.
Yeah.
I mean, what were you fishing?
Well, you might, for? I don't know. I frankly don't have a name for it, and I don't, but apparently some people do, and some they call it a grass strip or,
not in my vocabulary.
I don't, personally.
If somebody called it a grass strip, I wouldn't know what they meant.
I haven't met anyone. I haven't ever talked to anyone who did, but apparently in other places they do. I think in real
the closest thing would be right away.
Right away, yeah. I think in real old cities, way in Georgia, you know, and in South Carolina, those places that have been there forever and ever, I think they have names for it. I think that's for the part of the country where they say. But I didn't ever know that. This is expressions that you might use. If you were walking along and a mean dog jumped out, you might pick up a
stick, rock.
Okay, and you picked up a rock and then you
threw it. I hit him.
Okay.
Never a stone.
Okay, never a stone. And would you ever say you chunked it, or know that? You might
chunked it.
Okay.
Chunk it.
Chunk it, you might.